Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Well, hey, good afternoon. This is David Ruzicka. I am a Lifestyles member. I am also a real estate investor, and I teach the free workshops for Lifestyles Unlimited. And this next week, December 29th at 6:30, the last free workshop for Lifestyles Unlimited for 2020. So would love for you, if you've never been exposed to Lifestyles, if all you've done is listen to the radio show, you've only gotten part of the story. So I want to invite you to go to lifestylesunlimited.com, sign up for that. I'm going to be doing it at 6:30 Central Time, and I would love to have you join me. I'll show you the five ways we make money with real estate. I'll show you the six principles we use to provide for our families and our businesses. And we'll have a great time, and I'll share some amazing case studies with you as well. You know, one thing that is important with Lifestyles Unlimited that I want to share with you is learning from success. If I ask, I'll ask a room full of people, I'll say, hey, it's best to learn from other people's what? And everybody will always say mistakes. No. That is an employee mindset. No, it's best to learn from other people's successes, because if you spend all your time learning what doesn't work, when will you get around to learning what does? And so we find it's very important for you to surround yourself with successful, like-minded people. And I want you to be successful in real estate investing. And so I'm really excited today because I've got a guest with me today, Karen Fisher. She's a very good friend. She and David Fisher, she's married to David Fisher. He is one of our instructors for the two-day class with Lifestyles Unlimited. But she is a big deal, and she has taught me so much about screening tenants, about moving tenants in, about collecting rent, all kinds of things. And she is in San Antonio. I'm in Houston at the top of our skyscraper, Lifestyles Unlimited skyscraper here in Houston, Texas. It's a beautiful day today. And Karen, are you there?
I'm here. Thanks so much,
Yay!
David.
Good. I'm so glad you're here. It was going to be very uncomfortable silence if you weren't. Hey, so first, why don't you just give us, but before we get into any real estate kind of stuff, why don't you just introduce yourself to people, kind of a thumbnail sketch of who you are and your where you grew up, how you got here to where we are today. But leave out the real estate stuff at this point.
Well, yeah. So actually, I'm originally from Florida. My name's Karen Fisher, by the way. And I'm originally from Miami, Florida. And I met David when he was in the military. He served in the Air Force. And I was going to school, getting my prereqs to get ready to go to get accepted to uni for nursing. Long story short, we got married, ended up moving from Pennsylvania, David's home state, because I later joined the Air Force, and that's what brought me down to San Antonio. David and I fell in love with this great city, this great state, and we planted our roots here. Sure enough, 2009 came. David was listening to Lifestyles radio show, and one thing led to another. For the whole week, we were at a free introductory workshop, then the case study, and then the two-day, and we were sold. And we've just been going at it since then.
Yeah, that's great. And the reason David shares this all the time, the reason you guys investigate it in the first case is because y'all were invested with about $500,000 in the stock market, being managed by some people with a downturn, turned the $500,000 into $70,000. And I always say, I love the stock market. It's great for gambling. It's great for speculating, but not so great. It's great for raising capital. It's also great for raising capital, but not so great for investing. And so you guys were looking for a different way to do things.
We actually lost a lot of money in the stock market, and it was frustrating. You always have that hope that it's going to get better, and it is just hope. And as you mentioned, it's speculation. So you're just wishing for something, and you're repeating that same process over, expecting the different result. And we realized that was just not going to do it. And we were blessed to have heard the Lifestyles show, and so we proceeded and
That's great. That's so funny. I'm like so glad that I ended up in Houston, because I ended up in Houston where Del Walmsley was on the radio every day. And you guys actually went to the first class that Del did in San Antonio. I think we just opening our office that time. Is that right?
Correct. Yeah, we were in the very first class when they first opened up the office in San Antonio back in April 2009, and there were just 8 of us there. But it was so empowering because it was just a huge mindset change, something that we never heard of before. And the fact that somebody was willing to share how to make yourself successful instead of being the cog in the wheel and your worker bee. And there's nothing wrong with that, but we just knew we wanted something more. And somebody was willing to share their success with us and how to do it. That was so empowering for us.
That's amazing to me when you say it, because I'm thinking 8 people in a room, I'd be kind of like, this seems kind of sketchy. So I'm curious, when you first heard about Lifestyles, I don't know if David heard about it first or you did, I can't remember, but when you first heard about it, were you skeptical? Were you open to the idea? What were your thoughts?
I was actually, David heard about it first, and then we went together because he wanted to make sure that we can both get the information at the same time so that we can each both understand it. And ironically, I thought he was Mr. Skeptic, and I was more skeptical than he was when we first heard about it, especially, yeah, that there was such a small number of people in the room, and wow, how this man is telling us that we can be millionaires within 5 years or retire at least within 5 years and things like that. So when we first signed up, and we signed up at the highest level, which is the preferred, I could not believe that my husband was willing to part with this money and actually invest in something like this. And I was thinking in my head, who is this man? This isn't my husband. I don't know who he is. But it was the best investment ever.
That's great. That's great. Hey, we have a break coming up, and we're going to continue with Karen Fisher on the other side and just hear some great stuff about her life with Lifestyles Unlimited and real estate investing. Stay with us.
Del Wamsley explains how he found that speck of light that got him into the lifestyle.
I had a guy that used to come into the health club every day and work out for 4 hours a day, sit in the jacuzzi, swim, play racquetball, was happy, looked great, tan all the time. And one day I just asked him, what do you do for a living? And he said, Del, I own real estate.
Well, do you own real estate? Register for our live online free workshop and find out how you can get all the things you want out of life with passive income. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. Brought to you by Lifestyles Unlimited. Here's Lifestyles Unlimited founder and CEO, self-made multimillionaire, and national radio host, Del Wamsley, on the effective way to run a business.
There are people that run their businesses on a shoestring. If you own an apartment complex and you have no cash, that's not a very effective way to run a business. My businesses, each and every one of them, have cash savings. In other words, we can make no money or make very little money. We'd still survive. For those of you that haven't thought it through that far and you don't have any cash savings, let's get you in here and get you educated on how to save what you already own. The mom and pop businesses are going to take a major hit. If you've been running your business that way, you need to get into Lifestyles right now and learn how to operate your business the right way.
Lifestyles Unlimited has been helping people succeed since 1990. Join us for our free online real estate workshop and learn the 7 principles we teach to run our businesses and provide for our families. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Hey, glad you're with me today. This is David Ruzicka with Lifestyles Unlimited Radio. I am a Lifestyles member. I mentioned at the beginning, I also do the free workshops, and I have one coming up. It's the last one of the year on the 29th of this month. That is Tuesday night at 6:30 Central Time. If you've not been to one before, I don't harp on this much, but since it's the last one of the year, I want to get you into the new year in a much better condition at a good pace. Tony Robbins says, if you want to change your life, you've got to raise your standards. What changes people is when they turn their shoulds into musts. You can say, I should change my body all day long. And you should change my body. And if all you do is sit on the couch and eat Cheetos and you keep saying I should, nothing happens. But if you say I must change my body, then all of a sudden, when you turn that should into a must, that changes everything. And I want to change everything for you with your real estate investing. I want to help you find financial freedom. And with that end in mind, I'm talking to Karen Fisher today. And one thing I forgot to mention mentioned at the beginning that I really wanted to mention, because you're thinking, well, why should I listen to her? She and her husband, David, were making $65,000 a year in 2009. This last year, 2019, their income was $2 million. That is 10 years. And that is the kind of thing you can do with Lifestyles Unlimited. And they were people, which what I love about David and Karen is they had no real estate experience at all, which gives me great hope, because when I joined Lifestyles in 2016, I didn't have any real estate experience either. And so maybe a lot of you are in that boat. And so I want to encourage you. And that's why I have her on today. So Karen, when you guys first got started, tell us about your first investment. Because I remember my first house, I was terrified. I was calling my mentor every day. I was emailing him every day, and he'd say, hey, it's no sweat. You got a really good deal. It's going to be okay. And he kind of held my hand all the way through that. And it was a really good deal, because I had 70% of your cash flow on that house. But walk us through y'all's very first investment.
Well, I could tell you what I know. Understand that, as I mentioned, when we got here, I was in the Air Force. And
right.
So when we joined, I was still active duty.
Sure.
And it was something that I said, you know what, honey, you do this. This is what you want to do. We owned businesses before we had joined, so he was always an entrepreneur and was very business savvy.
You were used to that entrepreneurial mindset when you guys started out.
For him, yes. I enjoyed being a nurse. I loved serving, taking care of people, my patients, and then, again, serving my country and those that served along with me or their family members. So for me, my goals were a little different. But when we first joined, we ended up getting a single family, and David did everything. In fact, for the first few years, David did everything, and I just enjoyed the fruits of his labor. I just kicked it back and enjoyed what he did. So we initially had a single family that we purchased just a few months after we joined Lifestyles, and later on, through mentoring, the mentorship is huge. I mean, really what Lifestyles has done for us is just taught us, as you mentioned, we had zero real estate experience. Yes, David had that business mindset, but I was a nurse. What does a nurse know about real estate? And the little bit that I did get involved with, I had the mentors were there. They were there to help me and guide me through, hey, this is the steps on how do you do it. So, again, you're going to mimic success. You don't want to, as you mentioned at the beginning, you don't want to learn from mistakes. You want to learn from success, mimic that success. So, and that's what the beauty of what Lifestyles does, is that it's just teaching you to be a better you financially, and then you could take it upon yourself to do it personal, spiritual, physical, however you want to do it. But the first foremost thing is, you know, teach you how to become successful financially so that you can build that financial wealth, that freedom of it.
That's awesome. And so then what David says is that you guys basically you replaced your income within about 2 years. Dell talks about retiring 5 years or less, and y'all did that in 2 years.
Correct. We had that Dave Ramsey mindset. So everything that we bought cash. And we bought our personal single family, our personal home, we bought it cash, and we owned it, and we had no mortgage on it. And so, but what we didn't realize is that we had debt equity, and people think that it's an asset, but it's more of a liability because you still have to pay your taxes and your insurance and things and repairs and things like that. So what we ended up doing was we ended up refinancing our house and pulling out, I think it was 75 or 80% of the loan to value.
Right.
So that we can buy a 29-unit apartment community out in Houston. And through that, we did that. I never understood it until, because all I was thinking is, oh my goodness, now I have to get a second job outside of the Air Force to pay my mortgage. And I didn't understand that. And again, I had that worker mindset because I didn't,
right.
I didn't grasp that concept until they explained, no, the property is going to pay for your mortgage. And you're getting whatever else that's left over, that's your extra income. And so that's
right.
How we were able to replace our income.
That's tremendous. And what you said about a house, it is more of a liability. Buying a house, I think David explains this really well during the two-day class, is worse than buying a piece of gold. You buy a piece of gold, it just sits there. It doesn't do anything. It's going to go up in value or down in value just based on how many people, if there's more buyers than sellers. More sellers, it's going to go down in value. But your house, it doesn't do anything either, but you still have to spend money on it for upkeep and for taxes and all that kind of stuff.
Exactly.
And yet you, and so you took that money out and made it work more effectively for you and made it productive. It was the money from that apartment complex that retired you guys. Is that correct?
Correct. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Now, down the road then, at some point, can you begin to tell us the story of how you got involved?
Sure.
First of all, I'm trying to remember when you got involved. Was it before your accident or after your accident?
It was before.
Okay.
But I'll get to the accident later.
Yeah.
But the first, just so you know, for the first, as I mentioned, for the first couple of years, 2 to 3 years, I really had no desire to do anything. And I wasn't involved. And I told him, hey, man, that's your thing, and I'm going to do mine, and I'm good. So I got out of the Air Force, and I went reserves. And I still had my heart and my passion, and I still love doing it. We did get to retire, and I went, and I continued to work at the local VA, continuing to serve my fellow veterans, which I was so excited that I could do that. And the beauty of it is that because we had already retired or replaced my income from the military, I worked because I wanted to work, not because I had to work.
And that's awesome. Hey, we're coming up on the break here. And that is such a freeing thing when you can go to work just because you want to, not because you have to. Hey, stay with us on the other side of the break. We're going to hear some more from Karen Fisher. As I mentioned, went from $65,000 a year in income to $2 million a year in income in about 10 years. So hang with us and we'll hear more about that.
Doe Wamsley talks about understanding the system.
A guy told me the other day on the radio, he says, you know, I understand the system. They let the stock market go up to feed our ego, to think we're getting somewhere, and then they crash it on us and take it all away. So now we're stuck. He says, I've lived through two of those cycles, so he started investing in real estate to get away from the cycle.
Are you ready to break the cycle? Start investing in real estate today. Find out how. Join Lifestyles Unlimited. Start with our live online free workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. We're back with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We're here to answer your questions and help you become financially free.
Hey there, so glad you're with me today. David Ruzicka with Lifestyles Unlimited Radio. I am a real estate investor. I also do the free workshops. Maybe I should quit saying that at the beginning of every segment, but I want you to know that because I want you to sign up for the free workshop that's coming up this week on Tuesday night, December 29th. It's the last one of the year. And during that workshop, I'm going to teach you about the five ways that real estate makes money, makes you money. But right now, I want to help you to raise your standards for the next year and get started with real estate investing. If you are a real estate investor, to improve your real estate investing. Sometimes we have people that come to Lifestyles and they're like, I don't know if I really need to join. You know, I've got some rental houses. I've done okay. I'm going to share with you during that workshop, there's a couple that joined Lifestyles Unlimited. They had some rental houses. They increased their net worth by 5 times after they joined Lifestyles Unlimited. So they made more money in retirement than they did all the years they were working. That's the kind of thing I'm going to share with you during that. But right now we're talking to Karen Fisher. Mentioned at the beginning, she and her husband, David Fisher, very good friends of mine. They're in San Antonio. I'm in Houston. And Karen has taught me a lot of things about real estate investing, and they went from, as I mentioned before the break, $65,000 a year in 2009 to $2 million they made in 2019 with about an $8 million net worth. So, hey, Karen, glad you're with me today. We were just getting started with why you got started and how you got started in real estate investing. David did that for a while. You were serving your country and serving other veterans in VA hospital in the years right before. And then I think that's kind of where we left off. Is that right?
Yep, pretty much. So I was in the VA, and there was another Lifestyles member, Anne Marie, who was also in the Air Force. And she was my subordinate, so she was a lot younger than me. She was at a lower rank than I was, and I remember we were at, but we had similar lives parallel lives. Her husband also was in the military before, and he and David became good friends, and then she and I became good friends. I remember we were sitting at a case study, and I was talking to her, and I said, you know, isn't it funny how our husbands, they're doing all the work, and we're the ones that are just enjoying the fruits of their labor. And she's like, oh, yeah. Well, the following case study, she was up there presenting on five houses that she was doing on her own. And I was so upset. I was so mad because anyone who doesn't know me, who knows me and who doesn't know me, they're going to find out that I am super competitive. So I said, no, I outrank her. I'm older than her and I have nothing to show for it. And for years, David was like, oh, you need to get involved. And he's my husband. He's not going to tell me what to do. I'm going to do it on my own.
Let me pause just a second, because like Sure. Everybody's listening, saying, "Well, yeah, no, actually, you served your country. You have nothing to show for it. You served a lot of people and served our country and served our veterans. So you have a lot to show for it. You're an awesome individual. If you hadn't done anything else, but go ahead."
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. It truly was a privilege to put on that uniform and serve my country. But personally, exactly. So she too served our great nation, but I had nothing to show for it compared to what she did. So I realized This woman was just placating me because she was doing it and I didn't. So I said, honey, I want to learn how to do this. And I'm a toe dipper. I don't want to set myself up for failure. And he said, okay, fine. Here, you could start running this fourplex we had. I was so nervous that the very first day that I went to go collect rent, I had a receipt book. And as I'm filling it out, I was so nervous that I asked David, honey, what do I write? And I'm pointing at the receipt book, at the line, and he looks at it and he says, in his loving and endearing, such a supportive husband way, he says, it says name, stupid, right on there.
When you said loving and supportive and then you gave the answer, I've experienced that with him myself.
Exactly. But it also realized, I like candor. I'm all about candor over diplomacy. Yep. So just tell me like it is. But I realized right then and there, I was working myself up for no reason. I was scared out of my wits. And because I was building something up that wasn't even there, I didn't even give it a chance. Instead of just like, hey, you know, chill. You've got this.
Yeah.
So that was it. Once I got it and it was just building myself up, my reassurance, and really just educating myself. Huge on education. And that's, Lifestyles provides all those tools. They're there. Use them. And you learn. And I also learn a lot from other members. Jody Carrillo, who's was a member, and then she's an office staff, and now she's actually the single family mentor. She helped me, taught me how to advertise the properties, and, you know, whenever you have a prospect calling, what to say. So she helped me do that. Then that was the first step. Then the next step was, wow, I finally got somebody in, but wow, how come my units aren't being moved? And then Susan Matheny, she said, you know, Karen, you have to believe in your product. And I didn't, and that was huge because I didn't realize that I didn't believe in my product because I didn't believe in myself enough. And then she said, gave me these little tools. Hey, stage the apartment this way and then this and that. And shortly thereafter, I got that unit rented out. And it was that support from these other members who all they want to see is for each of us to just succeed. And every time I see Susan, I always am so grateful and I always thank her, because without her support and all the other Lifestyles members who, to me, they're, you know, we're friends, but I call them family, which is friends and family, because that's really what they are to me, and that's what we've become. We've become family or a family, and I love it. We all just want to support one another, and it's that abundance mentality, really just there to support each other.
And that's such a critical piece, because everything you're talking about is one thing Del said at the beginning is real estate is easy. People are difficult. And what I need, and Karen, what you needed and what everybody needs, is somebody to look and say, hey, why don't you do it this way instead? Because the way you're doing it is not going to work. And even when we get the right map, we take the right map and then we say, OK, this looks good, but I think I'm going to do it a little bit differently. And that's when people get in trouble. That's where it becomes difficult. John Wayne said, life is tough, but it's even tougher when you're stupid. He said that in some movie. And that's true. That's so true. And what the idea of surrounding yourself by successful, like-minded people gets that. That way you have people that get in the way of your own, you being difficult, and you learn from success, and you have people to come alongside you and to coach you and to teach you. I remember my very first house. It was a tremendous deal on paper, and I kept showing it to my mentor. Are you sure this looks okay? And he said, he looks at it like for 2 seconds. Wow, that's a great deal. Yeah, you should buy that. I said, wait, no, you need to look closer. He said, look, it's a great deal. I said, no. Are you sure you need to look at the numbers better? You need to see where it is. He said, hey, it's an incredible deal. Go buy it. What are you talking about? It's perfect. And I need people like that in my life who have gone where I want to go, and I want to follow them. That's what Tony Robbins calls a mentor. That's what Andrew Carnegie calls a mastermind group. But it's those people that can help you become successful. And that's what Lifestyles Unlimited does. And that's what I talk about in the free workshop.
And so, exactly. And that's what Lifestyles provides, a map. The purpose of a map in general is to follow it. Once right. you deviate from it in whatever situation, it's not going to be very promising. So stick to the map.
And you have other people alongside to help make sure
exactly.
you keep sticking to the map. Hey, we're
exactly.
on the other side of the break. We're still with Karen Fisher and going to hear how she proved that financial freedom through real estate was really important in her own life, and then what she's been doing since then. Glad you're with us. Hang with us till after the break.
It comes a point in time every now and then when the world flips upside down. And during that time, you have to come up with a decision in your life. How are you going to go through this? How are you going to work your way through this process that has no end? So what do? The first thing I need you to understand is that almost every entrepreneur out there makes it big when something bad happens. I tripled my net worth between 2008 and 2010. 10 years straight increase in value. It makes us all look like geniuses when everything goes up for 10 years straight. But now we're at the point where we can find out who's good again. And you need to be in there. Because why? Because I tripled my net worth in 2 years. You can do it too, if you know what to do. You need to get into Lifestyles right now.
Join us for our free live online workshop. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Hey, this is David Rizzico with Lifestyles Unlimited. So glad you're spending part of your Saturday with me. I'm here with Karen Fisher, Lifestyles Unlimited member. She is married to David Fisher, who is one of our instructors of our 2-day class. When you join Lifestyles Unlimited, come to the linchpin of that whole deal, that whole membership, is going to that 2-day class where we've got guys like David who spend 2 days teaching you everything you need to know about single family and multifamily real estate investing so you can go out and do it on your own. David and Karen joined in 2009, no experience at all. If you heard before the break, Karen was a nurse, and you're working in the VA at that time, right? When the girl that had a lower rank and was working but still was working had 5 single-family houses, and you got really upset with that because you're very competitive?
Yes, so I sure did. And she went on and did other stuff, and she and her husband are doing well. But I just want to say that, one, Anne Marie did not know that I was in competition with her. This was all in my brain. But I beat the bejesus out of her. In fact, ended up the coolest thing. I was so excited. It was like the whole... that adage of, you know, you can't just have one potato chip. Well, I was so excited, and I realized what I had done just managing the 4-unit. And I said, okay, I'm ready. So my husband gave me the next 15-unit, which was near a very up-and-coming gentrified area. And for those that are in San Antonio, it's near the Pearl Brewery. And so that area is really just blown. And so I started managing that. And then I managed a 16-unit, and I managed a 9-unit. And so I was managing several properties throughout San Antonio. Little did I know that I, with everything that I had done, after everything, the cash flow had retired me a second time. So I was just having fun. I was having so much fun.
Let me ask you a question here. So at the same time, you're still working?
I am working full-time as a nurse.
How do you do that? Because one fear people have is, I don't have enough time to do this. I can't do it. It's impossible.
That's a bunch of hoo-ha. You do what you want to do if you want it. And it is possible. I did it. I was able to rent properties out. I worked during the day, and I scheduled my appointments. I scheduled prospects to see the unit. After I picked up my kids from school, we went right to the apartments right after that. So the kids were even involved since they were really young. So they've been around the business. They saw what it was like. And it can be done.
If you want to retire yourself in 5 years or less, you can do it while you're working a full-time job. You have time to do what you want to do. And it's that idea of turning a should into a must. And for you, it became a must.
It was, you know what my thing was, is I knew I was a hard worker. And I said, I'm done, you know, building, making other people rich. And in this case, it was Big Brother, because I was working for Federal. I said, you know what, I'm done. It was great, and I love it. Don't get me wrong. I really love serving my fellow veterans. It just gave me no other honor to do that. But at the same time, my priority was my family. I needed to make sure that in the event something happened, they would be provided for. And it just so happens that it was a blessing in disguise because I was doing this. And
Pause right there. Because I do want to, in case people haven't heard before, I want to say, so the goal is to create enough passive streams of income that it meets or exceeds your expenses.
Exactly.
Because that way, if you lose your job, you're still getting paid. First time I went to a lifestyles deal, it was a guy who was like in his 20s, and he had bought two rent houses, and he bought a big house, and he rented out all the rooms to his friends, and he lost his job. And he said, who cares? All my expenses are covered right now. I can take time and find another job. So now, with that explanation, go ahead.
Yeah, and so that's what happened. I got in a car accident, and I was devastated because I had been a nurse for going on 20 years, and that was my identity. And I loved doing what I was doing, but this was the fun thing. Doing apartments, renting apartments, doing that was fun. I really enjoyed it. And again, in hindsight, I didn't realize that I was building myself up so that I can not worry. I had that cushion there. And sure enough, I injured my shoulder, so I couldn't do physical things that a nurse's role entailed. So I was a liability to the VA, so I couldn't work alongside my patients. And it was really hard. But at the same time, I wasn't stressed that I needed, that I was wondering, oh my gosh, how am I going to continue my livelihood? And I had the real estate to fall back on. And I really wasn't worried. I was actually just sad because I didn't get to do what I enjoyed doing, was being a nurse. Yeah.
And that's the beauty of passive income from real estate, because it's hard if something happens in your life. There are a million different things that could happen that all of a sudden you can't do that thing that you love to do, your job that you love to do anymore. And what really compounds is, I can't do that thing I love anymore. And now I don't know where my next meal is going to come from. I don't know how I'm going to pay the light bill. I don't know how I'm going to pay the electric bill or the same thing. I don't know how to pay whatever. And this way, you only had to deal with the emotional impact, not a physical impact. Oh, my goodness, my kids. I got to buy clothes for my kids. I can't do that anymore.
Yeah, nope. No, and in fact, again, as I mentioned, it was a blessing in disguise because I ended up really focusing. Now I had no undivided attention, aside from my children. I'm referring to my job. And we ended up creating the best product, as Lifestyle Teaches, best product, best price. And so these rents that I got, I pretty much doubled the rent from when I first started managing the properties to the time that we sold it. In fact, one of the big property that we had that was near the Pearl Brewery, we ended up initially, David had partners. He bought out his partners for about $200. And then afterwards, we ended up selling that property for $1.2 over $1.2 million. So we made over $1 million of capital gains from that sale of that property. Right, I was blown away. I could not believe that we became millionaires from that property alone.
Yeah.
We would not have known to have done such a thing if it weren't for Lifestyles. Truly, the power that Lifestyles has provided, I could do whatever I want, when I want to, because of the freedom that Lifestyles has taught us how to do it. And I'm so grateful for Dell.
And that's one of the beauties of real estate investing is a 10% increase in income on an apartment community results in on average, a 100% increase in equity. And so, one thing I say about Lifestyles, we've 30 years of teaching people how to do this, teaching you how to increase your income on your property by 10%, by just 10%. That's a pretty easy thing for Lifestyles Unlimited to do with the people that we have on our bench, people like Karen and people like David who can teach you how to do that. Now, you got financial freedom. So what are you doing with all your time? You sit around, you eat chocolate, you weigh 500 pounds,
no.
You never work out, you don't go hiking. What do you do?
I enjoy doing what I want to do. So I do try to work out if I can, and I do enjoy hiking. So that is.
You just bought a gym for your house. You just bought a gym for your house. You say I work out when I can. You actually have a weight room in your house.
I do, but I'm happy that I can tie in with what Lifestyles has taught me and learn also doing serving on the local apartment association. So again, Lifestyles teaches you how to do things the right way and be successful, and the apartment association continues that. So it's great because I'm just using the tools that Lifestyles taught me to continue to do well in my operations of our properties and things like that. So for us, it's just been such a blessing. I mean, we have really been blessed that Lifestyles has helped us to have that financial freedom, and we could take trips when we want to, and I can go hiking as when I want to, and it's just been. What a blessing. This has been such a great thing to have.
That's awesome. Now, I want to remind people, you guys joined in 2009. That's when the world is falling apart. Banks were not lending money at the same, and that's when you got your start. At the same time, between 2008 and 2010, Dell Walmsley, founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, tripled his net worth. I kind of beat this like a dead horse. Actually, in 1937, John Templeton, he started buying shares of every stock in the U.S. that traded below $1. I think it was like 104 companies, and made over 500% over the next couple of years. Now, 1939 is when Hitler was rolling across Europe, and his maxim is you want to, the best time to buy is when there is big negativity. The worst time is when there's great positivity. And so the point right now being, now is an excellent time for you to get started with your real estate investing, just like David and Karen did in 2009, and just like Dell did from 2008 to 2010. Go to the Lifestyles Unlimited website. Sign up for the workshop. It's this next Tuesday, last one of the year. Thanks for joining me today. This is David Rizzi with Lifestyles Unlimited and Karen Fisher.
Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the host, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.